I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, let's open with, I think, a pretty humorous topic, and I think we can all use that today. Joining us is Suzette Lee. She is the author of Dating with a Grain of Salt. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And let me just say, 5-star review on Amazon. Very impressive. I didn't get a 5-star review on my book. Welcome, Suzette. A pleasure. Tell us what it is about dating we don't know, even though you got a lot of humor in this book. What kind of makes this book attractive?
It's about me. It's about my dating so far. And like everything else, you have to accept the punches, roll with it, and have a laugh.
Are you currently married, or are you still out there?
Well, I'm still out there dating. Well, hopefully. I haven't done it in a while. And it's like everything else, trial and error. That's all it is.
Yeah, and, you know, people tend to want to force it. They want to force it. You know, I have a saying, I'd rather be alone than alone with someone else. Is there pressure on you, and should there be pressure on young girls out there, young ladies dating, in order to find, quote, the right one?
Well, you know, there is pressure, but the thing is, you don't want to be with that person who you don't love forever. I know it sounds like fairy tale stuff, but there is somebody out there for you. I will find mine, and I know there are several other females and male looking for that perfect mate. However, it's like everything else. You can't rush it. You just have to go with the flow.
That's the best, you know, that is the absolute best advice. That's the advice I've given. I want to ask you, I mean, you've got a lot of laughs in this book. Tell us a couple of funny, brief anecdotes that are in the book here that make it a buy for people.
Okay, like everything else, no matter how old you are, the dating scene is rough. And you get nervous, no matter the age. It's the first time for everything else, meeting somebody new. Mine was the movie theater. You know, you go in there, you act cute with your date, you dress nice, and my shoes was slipped off my feet, and you can't tell your date, like, oh, my God, my shoe just fell off. Can you help me find it? It's like you're searching for it. So I found that funny because it do happen. It happened to me, which meant it happened to other females. But because you are in that cute mood and you don't want to see him, how should I say, like, you don't want that date to go wrong. You want everything to be perfect. You pretend, and that's what happens on most dates. You pretend until you feel out that person, and hopefully it's a match.
Yeah, have you got another experience that you can relate to us, because you got a lot in this book?
Oh, yes. Driving with my date, I had on a wig. I'm not known to wear wigs, but I was like, let me try it. And he had one of those sports cars, and my wig flew off. With him right there beside me. I mean, at the time, I was horrified. You know, like I said, as a female, you want to be cute. You want everything to be perfect. And my hair fell off. What am I supposed to do? You know what? As a true diva, you put on your shades, you shake up whatever hair you have on your head, and you roll with the punches.
All right, you got less than a minute left. What concluding remarks would you like to make about this book, Dating with a Grain of Salt? So, I guess it's for young women mostly, but I think a guy would be interested too. What would you like to add?
Read it too. I would hope guys read it. There is just take each day, date. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't be ashamed of being alone, because a lot of people feel they have to date and find that match. You don't have to. You just have to find that perfect match that clicks with you. And there's no harm in dating. Have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. And don't give yourself a timeline where, I'm this old, I need to be married and settled down. No, enjoy life. That's all that is to it.
All right, great message, succinct, to the point, sometimes difficult to follow, and easy to talk about. We're all vulnerable to our own instincts, isn't it? Right.
Yeah, and like everything else, nobody wants to be alone. No matter what they say, nobody wants to be alone.
I concur with you. And Dating with a Grain of Salt, Fulton Books, Suzette Lee, thank you for joining us with your dating anecdotes.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to continue along here, and I keep thinking, who's running the country? And the answer is the Democrats. All these investigations, the Democrats. And the amazing part of it is, and I've said this, and I keep saying it every day, the Republicans are in control every day, yet there isn't a shred of evidence. Usually begin an investigation after you find evidence. Why are we advocating? Why the Democrats? Oh, I know why. Because they want Trump out of office, and they'll do anything to do it. There isn't a shred of evidence. And yet, let's look at the lovely Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. She helped approve the government purchase of an American company, uranium extraction capabilities. And when Russia got that, what do? They sold uranium to Iran. Clinton, no involvement, right? I just want to know how they accumulated about $250 million worth of assets. Not a word. We know how Trump made his money. Buildings, golf courses, television. I mean, it's quite obvious. It's all right out there. But why isn't there an investigation into Hillary Clinton to find out how she made her money? And you want to look at Hillary Clinton. How about the money to Bill? I know I keep bringing this up, but it never goes away. The money to Bill Clinton. The Hillary Russian reset. You remember that? Praise of Russia by Hillary. John Podesta's brother running a company with affiliations to Russia. The whole thing with Trump and Russia is a hoax. And the Republicans, who are so in massive control of everything, they're losing. They're losing the PR battle. And Trump has come out and he said, why aren't we investigating the Clinton's Russian ties? And they're not. And yet this keeps, now the attention is on Nunes, Devin Nunes. And they're demanding, the Democrats, that he step down from the Russian probe because he committed a traitorous act. Now, I think what he did was not smart. In going to the White House to inform Trump that there was some kind of surveillance going on, and I don't think Nunes, I'm glad he did it. I'll tell you why I'm glad he did it. He did it because it has created even more attention to this, perhaps in defense of Donald Trump. It's so unfathomable what's going on that even in these investigations, Roger Stone, no connection ascertained. Paul Manafort, no attention ascertained. One or two others, none. And yet, everything that's going on out there in the news is anti-Trump. And until he's gutless, I'm not saying traitorous, gutless Republicans do something. They're just stumbling all over themselves. Because as this presidency starts to heat up after a loss, and I'm not sure who the loser is on that one, Trump or Paul Ryan, or maybe both. I'd love to see Paul Ryan out of office. There were alternative motives for that plan to pass. I think Paul Ryan is, quote, intellectually bright as he is. He should be out of there so fast. But again, the collusion, the ties, the relationships. This is a little private club, Washington, D.C. It's like Hollywood. It's a little private club. Either you're a raving progressive or you're out of the club. And in Washington, either you're part of this rhino culture if you're a Republican and treasonous culture if you're a Democrat. And if you're not in there, you're out of the club. The threats keep getting leveled down to those who aren't. If there's a majority in this country who feel like I do, and I'm sure there is, love America and are patriotic, how do we compromise something like this? How do we accept it? I'm beside myself. I am. I'm really beside myself because I can't come up with an answer. I want to know what's really going on behind the clandestine confines of our shadow government so that most decent people's hands are tied. If somebody knows, call it 888-205-2263. I don't know what it is.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place place for mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone.
It's just interesting. You hear some songs and they just, you know, it's like looking at someone and the magic is there. And you can't define it. You can't explain it to someone. Or you listen to a song and it may mean nothing to someone and the magic is there. Trailer Roger Smith, Trailer for Sale or Rent. I mean, man, I hope you like my selection. I get a lot of emails and they love it. And I've got 1,000 of these in my head, but... listen, I'm not going to spend all my time driving everyone crazy to do all this. So we'll run a bunch, and then we'll run a bunch more. And thank you for the kind words. The Russian farce, the Russian connection. I mean, it's an absolute out and out joke. Emails show the military offered to rescue the Benghazi victims. I mean, I just look at these other scandals. Emails show that the FBI has not done their job. They're not doing it today. They didn't do it with Hillary. Who's running our intelligence agencies? Who's running our government? I think maybe for the first time, Donald Trump is finding out he can't do this on his own, and I don't know how he can. He's got, first of all, I would have buckled by now. Who are his confidants? Steve Bannon, who a lot of people are criticizing. Jared Kushner, with all due respect, there's no doubt that this is a bright young guy, 30 years old. He had no experience in doing this, and. I think it's time for Donald Trump to make a compromise. And the compromise is he can still be in control, but he's got to bring in a Jim Baker-like person to help him and to be his chief of staff. I have no problem with Steve Bannon and his views, except they're not resonating. And what they're doing is creating another divide. And I would sit here and say, I love you, Steve, but keep in the role you're in, but let's be low-key. We talk about Trump. Oh, how he just was praising Putin and praising him. How about Obama and Hillary praising him? Does anybody want to remember that? When the media rejoiced at surveillance leaks about Trump, the left in this country was lecturing the nation about its supposedly paranoid suspicions of Russia. Everything is backwards. You know why? Because it's now in their best interests, in the self-destruction of this country, to take a position against Russia. You go back, you know, and I can't go back with my own memories, but what I read and what I've seen, one of the worst tyrants in the history of the world, Joseph Stalin, Soviet Union, he had all these leftists to kind of have his vision of a post-war friendship with Russia. And I remember seeing those pictures with President Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, sitting around as they decided in a very friendly way how to combat Germany, and it worked. I mean, I'd like to see this kind of an alliance now. You can have the enemy of thy enemy is thy friend, something like that. But during the Cold War that followed, you got liberals, and they were different than today's progressives. They felt that the right had unnecessarily become paranoid about Soviet Russia. And their attention was on Joe McCarthy. And all you got to do is, I mentioned Hollywood a little while ago, all you have to do is go back to Hollywood and look at the movies. And I wrote down a bunch of them here. 7 Days in May, Dr. Strangelove, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Hollywood was focused on the American obsession as much as Russian hostility for strained relations. Many people don't have an awareness of history. They don't have an awareness of cycles. They don't, if they weren't around, they haven't studied the history and some of the lessons back then. And I think of one that it's always been in my mind. American liberals favored, do you realize they favored Boris Spassky, arguably the best chess player in the world, over our countryman, Bobby Fischer, arguably the best chess player in the world. And when Fischer won, we were embarrassed. This inadequacy, this mental inferiority has been going on for many, many, many years. You had Mikhail Gorbachev. He was looked upon in the media as suave and reasonable when Reagan was depicted as the uncouth disruptor of what could have improved American-Russian relations. Ted Kennedy reached out to Soviet leader Yuri Andropov in the 80s to gain his help in denying Reagan his re-election. And now we see something with elections in this country where reportedly the Russians have influenced American elections. But it's okay if Barack Obama directly sets up a group of people in Israel to try to force Netanyahu out of office or to affect the elections in Afghanistan and elsewhere. That's okay. And a lot of this is the fact that people are so consumed with their lives and their activities that they have no interest in engaging and getting an education when you know you're forced to take care of your family, provide a job, have health insurance, etc. That doesn't mean you leave out these important issues. I mean, I don't know how many people I come in touch with. They have no interest, no knowledge in politics at all. The American left always felt that Russia was unduly demonized by America, and they were a natural ally and friend. It doesn't behoove them to think that today, and I'm not suggesting that we should. I think Putin's an evil person. But if I had a chance to align myself with him to accomplish an objective, I would do it. That's the way the game is played. All right, we'll continue to play this game after a break.
part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's S-U-L-L-Y Beats.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoy talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Late, and at that point, great, Eddie Fisher, what a life. Elizabeth Taylor, Debbie Reynolds, wow. Memories, and what a song. I still get a little, not tear-eyed, but a little choked up thinking of my father when I hear that. I mean, I'm sure everybody does. No, I'm sure they don't think of my father. They think of their own fathers. But, oh, man, what a beautiful, beautiful song. All right, the Stu Taylor DJ Hour continues here. And our next song, we're going to go back to 19... Oh, no, I'm kidding. I could do a good job on that, Laura, you know.
Yes.
I tell you, I won't say I missed my call, but I could have been one hell of a DJ. However, I'm now one part of a political apparatus without any direct involvement, and at this particular point, analyzing our relationship with Russia. It was on... really demonized by the right and was a friend of the United States. The influence of the decision in the Obama administration to reach out to Vladimir Putin, nobody wants to talk about it. Putin dumped all over Obama, all over him. In spite of Russia's recent aggressions, and you remember this, people are forgetting in Georgia and the crackdown on internal dissent, Crimea, and we just sat around. Obama never had the guts to do anything. And in spite of Russia's estrangement from the prior Bush administration, Obama had his meeting. You remember that meeting with Dmitry Medvedev? Medvedev, who was the fill-in for Putin because of parliamentary law over there. He had to serve as the figurehead premier, and he thought his microphone was either off or wouldn't pick up. You know, you always have to assume your microphone is on. Tom Starr told me when I first did my first radio show, you always assume that your microphone is live. Yes, I made, I can't think of more than one mistake. I might have made two, but never anything devastating. But, and Bush was guilty of this too. You know, most presidents and most people who do this enough are. But, you know, solving the missile defense problem, you know, just give me a little space and I understand your message. Obama said, yeah, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. And then Medvedev finished the conversation on the hot mic by saying, I understand. I'll transmit this information to Vladimir, and this is a quote, and I stand with you. A fair interpretation of this conversation would run as follows. And I'm reading this. I understand I will transmit this information to Vladimir, and I stand with you. That was Medvedev to Obama. Not a word. Not a word in the media. Obama wanted to continue a fourth year of his reset. You know, when you think of the reset, you think of Hillary. You can think of both of these traitors, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And this was an outreach to Putin the same way that he was reaching out to the enemies of the American people, the Iranians, and at that point, the Cubans. But no, no, Obama was uncomfortable. You remember those debates between Romney and Obama, and Romney talked about Russia being such a big threat? And Obama was a little bit panicked. He thought Romney might attack him during the re-election campaign as an appeaser of Putin. So Obama, in his evil, shrewd, clandestine way, he was worried about it. So to prompt any assailment, Obama might be forced to appear less flexible toward Putin than he otherwise would be in a non-election year. In other words, he couldn't publicly assure Putin that he would be flexible about implementing missile defense in Eastern Europe until after he was reelected. So, and Obama, in his hot mic moment there, was signaling that after his victory, he would revert to his earliest possible reset with Putin. Obama wanted Putin to appreciate in advance all of the motives of the Obama campaign. And Obama didn't want his proposal to become part of the public record. What amazes me and on all of this, and I'm probably going to shift, topics here, but what amazes me in all of this is that it seems, and it may be a slight exaggeration, or it might not, that Barack Obama lied about everything all the time. Hillary Clinton lied about everything all the time. Yes, 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 I'm not naive. Trump lies, misspeaks. It's so minuscule in comparison to those other two demons. And yet it's a headline grabber. You watch shows on MSNBC and CNN, and it's a constant attack. ABC as well. A constant NBC, CBS. You watch the criticism of Trump, it is absolutely endless. You don't hear anything about any criticism of Hillary or Barack Obama, in spite of what's politically correct and what isn't politically correct. One of my big thrills in life would be if the now less outspoken Jeff Sessions, yeah, tell me a crime he committed, ended up prosecuting Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you, I would be so happy if Sessions did it, and yet does Trump have his hands tied? He's got enough controversy going on. He's got the failed Obamacare plan. He's got the big tax reform plan. When do you do it? He's got the big infrastructure settlement of society, and then all these other accomplishments about the pipeline. The wall now is drawing some concern with Congress. Trump could do everything right on all of these issues and have one thing happen, like Jeff Sessions going on with the prosecution of Hillary, and this country would be in an uproar. And it goes right across the political continuum with everything. Orrin Hatch, been around a long, long, long time, the Utah senator, made some comments that, and I'm glad he did because he's pretty moderate, that he'd be part of the Republicans to go nuclear on Gorsuch. And that's once that the filibuster is going to be announced by that despicable human being, Chuck Schumer. They're actually going to filibuster Gorsuch's nomination. Here's a guy who is as clean as can be, pristine, brilliant background, intellectual, hasn't even been involved in high controversy abortion decisions where they could come after him. He is really the salt of the earth, and they're going to do the filibuster on him. Shame on this part of the United States of America. Shame on it. And then somebody will come out with some little comment like, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, yeah, she'll work with Trump on her terms. I don't know what Trump is going to do, but my advice, and of course, I don't know whether he's going to take my advice as he gets it back, and I'm giving him a chance to get it. He's got to stop. He's just got to find a way to stop these personal attacks and these unnecessary tweets, because it'll end up, as minor as it is, destroying his presidency. And what surprises me, with all the common sense advice he's getting, and he's got to be getting it, he refuses to listen. It's frustrating with him.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All right, we return, and there are a lot of tough stories out there and a lot of people who have regained faith in their religion. Joining us here, regained faith through their religion, Bethany Marie Franklin is joining us. She is the author of Abandoned, Abused, and Forgotten. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Bethany, good morning. What's this book about? A lot of tragedy, a lot of difficult times.
Yes, it is. It's taken me a while to actually write it, and I hesitated about writing it, and I thought there's so many people that have been abused or abandoned or forgotten, no matter what age they might be, and I wanted to not only encourage them, but show them that there's victory, even though you have been in these situations. And I just felt a need there out there that I should write it. And I'm took a lot of tears and just searching my own soul about how to go about it, how to encourage someone else, even though you've been abused and abandoned and forgotten.
So this is about you when you were younger, correct?
Yes, it started.
All right.
Out
could you
young
give us a brief overview of how the difficulties you went through?
I was first abandoned by my mother when I was very young, and then my grandparents put me in an orphanage and at a very young age. And from there, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations, especially when I was a teenager, especially when I was looking for someone to love me and concerned about whether I was alive or dead. And I started looking around, and finally it was a pastor that I sat under one evening, and he said something that really touched my heart and said, there's someone in this world that loves you, and he died for you. And I thought, I don't have anyone in this world that even cares about me, much less love me enough to die for me. So I decided I wanted to find out who this man was. Why did he love me so much that he died for me? And it was then that I realized it was Jesus Christ. And I just went head over heels in love with him, and I'm still in love with him today.
What have you turned your life around without this turn to Jesus Christ?
I'm sorry?
Would your life have turned around without this?
I think it would have been into probably, first of all, alcohol, drugs, maybe sex. You know, I think that if I hadn't found him, I would not have been as caring, as loving as I am now. And I don't think my life would have been fulfilled the way it is, the way it has been.
About 20 seconds, a closing comment you'd like to make?
I'd just like to say there's someone there that loves you enough to die for you. Give him a chance. You've tried everything else. Just give him a chance.
All right. A lot of valuable information for people who need it. It's, of course, their choice. The book,
That's
Bethany
right.
Marie Franklin, Abandoned, Abused, and Forgotten, Christian Faith Publishing. Thank you so much. I've got to move on here. As joining us is Mary Hull. She is the author of an interesting book, and I'll let her tell you about it. The book is published by Christian Faith Publishing. Mary, welcome.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
You give us the name of your book.
It's Your Ethereal Eternal Soul. It's the guide to your ethereal eternal soul.
All right. What's it about? Why did you write it?
It's a Christian book, and I had two reasons for writing it. I was concerned about all these death experiences that are coming out with movies, books, TV, and I thought, I think this is giving the wrong message. And I myself have had a death experience many years ago. And I think there's more to it than just professing your faith in Christ, and that's sort of like soul insurance and thinking that's all I have to do to get to heaven, maybe go to church three times a year and profess my faith. But that's far more than that, and I just felt that they were getting the wrong message.
Has writing this book been an experience of catharsis for you?
Yes. Very much so. Another reason for writing the book was to explore your soul. We spend so much time developing our body and our mind, but how much do we spend on this precious soul of ours? And so I developed a query method for delving into who you are and how you respond in a spontaneous manner to life. And so through questions, I think that people will think, oh, I never thought of it that way. For instance, one of the questions, and there's hundreds of questions, that probably about 20 at the end of each chapter, but how did you respond this morning when you woke up? What were your thoughts? Were your thoughts, oh, I have to do this, this, and this. I know I have to fulfill obligations, or was it one of joy, and how can I serve others? It's your attitude, how you face your day, tells a lot about what's lurking in your soul.
Well, a book that's yes. worked for you, and one, of course, you put on your recommend list. Just quickly,
right.
Whom is the book for?
Uh-huh. Who is it for?
Yeah.
I would say it's for early beginning Christians. Now, once you become a Christian, you naturally want to grow in knowledge, and you participate in prayer, and you start serving others, and you start thinking more of others. But it's more for the early Christian that wants to grow. And,
all right, we got to stop it there. The show is over. This guide to your ethereal,
okay.
eternal soul. Written by Mary
okay.
Hull. Thank you, Mary, and thank
okay,
everyone. Beth. Thank you for listening, all, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if... The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.